Thank you, Steve. As the organ begins to play, we need to take just a moment. I know you've thought about what's happening after the service, and I know you've thought about lunch, and you've thought about the book table, and you've thought about a lot of different things, but please take a moment and allow the Holy Spirit to meander in this place. If you're not 100% sure that you've given your life because God already gave His life, and actually, as Steve put it so well, given up, really, on trying to meet a condition and receive and just accept what He's already done, I'd like to lead you in a prayer. And you could, because God is wooing your heart, you could today allow Jesus Christ to live in your life. Would you bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment? I want to lead you in a prayer that many of us here have already prayed, but this is for you because you feel God strangely wooing you to Himself today. Dear God in heaven, I know that I am a sinner, and as Steve read that verse and talked about filth, that's exactly where I believe I've been. I don't want to live there anymore. I don't want to be there. I want to be saved from my sin. I am repentant. I'm willing to turn my back on that life. And if you'll just help me, I want to live a new life. And I want to know beyond shadow of a doubt that Jesus is my Savior. And so this morning, I gladly open the door to my heart and I receive you. I receive your love. I receive you into my life. I want to belong to you. Today's the day. I know you've called me, and I thank you for coming into my life. Now listen, friends, I wrote in my notes. I don't know if you took notes or not today, but I took notes. I took notes in both services. Could I share with you what I wrote at the bottom of my notes after the first service? This is what I wrote. I want to be more intimate with God. That's what I wrote. You say, well, you're the pastor. Aren't you supposed to be intimate? Yeah, I have some intimacy with God, and so do you. But I want to be more intimate with God. You want to know what I wrote after the second service? I've had the blessing of hearing this message twice. A few of you have, some musicians and others and staff. Here's what I wrote after this service. Beautiful relationship develops beautiful behavior. So if you're concerned about your performance and your behavior, understand that beautiful behavior is the result of a beautiful relationship. Did I say it right, Steve? And I wonder how many of our hearts are just warm today that says, you know, I really needed that message today because sometimes the devil just, he beats up on me and I love God and I want to be intimate with God, but I don't feel beautiful. And I needed to be reminded of that. That beautiful behavior comes out of my intimate, beautiful relationship with God who already has found me acceptable. I wonder, would you bow your head with me for just a moment, just so it can be a little bit private. I wonder how many would just, you'd slip your hand up to God and put it right back down and says, I needed that this morning and I received that from God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Steve, probably another 75 to 100 hands were raised this morning. Now, in the quietness of this moment, we're not going to sing. But I want you to know there's room at an altar up here on both sides just to make your way around the organ and around the band instruments or whatever. But if you feel God strangely moving in your life right now, maybe you prayed that prayer to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Maybe you'd like to know more. Maybe you just want to affirm that beautiful behavior comes out of a beautiful relationship, and you just want to thank God and ask Him to develop that thought in you more fully than ever before. We're going to pause for just a moment. As they came in the first service, I want you to step out quickly. Just come on to the altar and let God have His right of way in your life. Let's pray. And you come, and then I'm going to close in a prayer, and we'll go home. Come on. God bless you. Come on. Say, I needed that this morning. And I want to come and attest to that. Or I'd like to know more. God bless you. They're coming. They're coming. Who'll join? Who will join? Listen to the Holy Spirit. They're coming from all over the building. God bless you. And if you ask Jesus to come into your heart for the very first time, I want you to be sure and tell me or one of the pastors, or grab Steve and his wife at the book table or something and tell them, today I gave my heart to Jesus. I settled the issue. I did feel God strangely calling me in a new and precious way today, and I said yes to him. God bless you. God bless you. You still feel free to come. I'm going to pray, and as I pray, Steve and Melanie, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Would you slip out and grab that extra book, because somebody will probably want it. And would you and Pastor Nevin lead them back to the book table? I want them to be back there to greet you so that the crowd does not keep them. And I want to pray now as they go. Father in heaven, I thank you for the way you have opened up your precious word of truth in that Old Testament passage of Ezekiel. And you have given us a fresh touch. And thank you that you woo us to be more intimate with you. I do want to be more intimate with you, Father. And I believe that developing that intimacy will produce the kind of beautiful behavior that you're looking for in my life. And I pray that for everyone here at the altar, for those who raised their hands who maybe didn't come, and Father, for those who are thinking and maybe didn't quite step out and say yes to Jesus this morning, I pray that you'll just take that and take it all the way through for them until they know that Jesus is in their hearts and that they have truly trusted their lives to him. And Father, for those who did pray that prayer, help them to let us know so that we can pray for them and give them some things that will grow them in their walk with you. Thank you for the morning. It's been so beautiful. It's been so wonderful. I praise you for that. And now I pray that you will bruise the devil under our feet this week and that we will walk in your marvelous peace.